Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time now to check in with our Green Bay football insider. He is Ryan Wood joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Follow him on social media right there on X at By Ryan Wood. I am loving the picture that you cannot see because you are on the phone that Charlie has decided to use, and that's that old school Ryan Wood with hair pick when he was styling and profiling back in his 20s. That's what we're using for you since you don't want to do video. This is what we use when you're on the radio. So deal with it.
Tommy, why you got to do me like that, man?
Not Tommy. It's Charlie. Use it. It ain't Tommy. Charlie's messing with you.
Well, Sparky, I thought we were tight.
Sparky made me get the picture last week, and then I just happened to still have it, you know, and it works. You look good with hair, man.
It does. Yeah, that's great.
It looks nothing like me now. If you're seeing that picture, that is not a realistic, accurate representation of who I look like. That just put that out there. Facts matter.
All you got to do is see the picture of what he used to look like. Stream us on X or on YouTube at WI Sports Radio. Ryan Wood got the Packers injury report there in the break. The Packers have more guys hurt than they have healthy. I think there's got to be like 100 dudes on that list.
Yeah, but it sure has got to be nice to open the practice window for Jaden Reed, doesn't it? I mean, obviously, he's not going to play this week, but it might give them a real shot at having him on the field next week on Thanksgiving in Detroit, in a game that the Lions, we know, won't have Sam Laporta. Not that we're going to talk about that game now, but that's the big news today.
Yeah, that is big news. It's not good for my fantasy team, so we won't talk about Matt Laporta or Sam Laporta or whatever his name is today. I think of Matt Laporta, the old Brewers prospect that was supposed to be the queen jewel in the deal for CC Sabathia back in the day, and instead he ended up retiring at like 29 because he was horrible. It worked out for the Brewers. Sabathia pitched out well. It pitched well. It worked out okay. Okay, let's talk about Josh Jacobs. We talked about this earlier. I hear Josh Jacobs. We played that sound clip about him talking about, you know, he's debating whether or not the short turnaround is going to play into his decision whether or not to play on Sunday against the Vikings. Matt LaFleur talking about how everybody's going to be in on this decision, which I believe is the first time I've heard him say that all year when talking about an injury. I actually kind of opened up the curtain a little bit today, which I appreciated. If you were a betting man, does Josh Jacobs play on Sunday, Ryan Wood?
I still think I'd have to put my money down on him playing because we know he wants to play. Like, that's no question whatsoever. He wants to play. And we also know that this coaching staff, they've said, and Adam Sinovich was joking when he said this, but kind of not, that, you know, if he's a guy that wants to play, he'll fight you. Like, you just kind of get out of the way and say, even if the trainer is like, think about it. He's like, he wants to play, go on the field. The question isn't whether or not he's going to play. I think it's whether or not he should. And if this is anything borderline, why would you? Like, if this is anything borderline, the Packers need to get in the way. They need to literally form a brick wall on the sideline and prevent him from being on the field. Because he is the engine to this offense. He is also on the verge of he's on pace for another close to 300 carry season a year after having over 300 carries last season. The running game has not looked good all year. He's been on the injury report with an injury with an ankle, a calf, the knee this week, 5 of the last 8 weeks. He was only on the injury report 6 times all last season. Could the workload be related to the injuries, be related to the subpar running game? Does that all kind of float together? And that's aside from the schedule itself, which is murderous down the stretch these last 7 games, starting next week with the short week trip to Detroit. There's so many factors here that just doesn't make sense if Josh Jacobs is borderline for him to play. And here's one other one, Sparky. If Josh Jacobs not playing this week was sacrificing this game, then okay, you understand. You got to push through that. I get it. It shouldn't be with Emmanuel Wilson. Emmanuel Wilson is perfectly capable of handling a week as the guy in that backfield. Having Emmanuel Wilson behind Jordan Love in no way should mean that the Packers lose at home to the Vikings. So you add that on top. I don't see if it's borderline. Maybe the knee's fine. Maybe they get to Saturday, Sunday morning, and he's good to go. But if he's not, I don't see how why it in any world makes sense for him to play.
I don't care if he says he's fine or not, Ryan. He ain't playing. Like, that's that. If I'm Matt LaFleur, we're talking today. Like, this is the deal, man. I've been watching Zach Tom play all year injured. He tells me he's good, and then he's telling reporters he doesn't remember the second half of a game earlier in this year. It makes me look like an idiot. We're not doing this. Like, I need you for the rest of the year. I don't need you re-injuring this thing, even if you feel fine, and then not being able to play against Detroit. And like you said, and we talked about it earlier, you should be able to beat the Vikings with Emmanuel Wilson at running back. I mean, my God, it should not take Josh Jacobs to beat the Vikings. Let's talk about another angle of this that I'm kind of curious about. Jordan Morgan's name came up today during that press conference with Matt LaFleur, and they were asking him about, you know, not with Matt LaFleur, but with Adam Sedovich yesterday, about him at left tackle and if he showed him enough at left tackle in preseason and so forth. Is time ticking on Jordan Morgan? Because I saw they are now practicing Belton at guard when they had been practicing him at tackle.
Well, Jordan Morgan's been a fine left tackle every time we've seen him. He's not been a fine guard. So I don't think the fact that Anthony Belton at some point this season maybe should even get snaps at right guard means Jordan Morgan's time is running out. He's a left tackle. He's not a guard. So what that means is if you're unsure who the better left tackle is, you rotate Rashid Walker and Jordan Morgan. If you feel convicted that Rashid Walker is the better option at left tackle, then Jordan Morgan's your sixth guy off the sideline, which is good to have for this season, and then likely taking over at left tackle when the Packers don't re-sign Rashid Walker during the offseason. Like, there's still a pathway forward for him to absolutely be a part of this offensive line going into the future. It just shouldn't be at guard. We've seen enough of that. It's not worked out. They tried to end the experiment of moving him all across the offensive line, just focusing him on one spot that they felt was the place that they needed the snaps the most, and that was at guard. They tried that. It didn't work. It's time to try. It's past time to try something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you, and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Something else.
What about Lucas Van Ness, another guy that's been dinged up here for the last couple of weeks? We talked about Josh Jacobs practicing and maybe coming back. Where are we at with Lucas Van Ness?
Matt LaFleur said that his goal, the team's goal, is for him to play this week. I would expect him to play this week. And if he is able to play at the level he was playing before this injury, which, by the way, happened literally on a sack of Joe Flacco against the Bengals, he was playing at a very high level. If he can return at that level, what an embarrassment of riches for this defensive line. I mean, my goodness, you talk about depth, you talk about quality, all of that, just adding a Lucas Van Ness back into the fold. Jaden Reed, because the offense is struggling so much, when Jaden Reed returns, that's going to be the bigger return. But just in terms of quality, I think it's a very real consideration of which return is bigger, because that is the cherry on top of what is a very dominant upfront defense.
You have a much different perspective on both of these players, clearly, than I do on both of these players. I mean, Jaden Reed dropped a lot last year as far as balls thrown to him at this point. Lucas Van Ness hasn't really been much of a factor at all. Earlier this year, yeah, he had flashes where he showed you something for certain. But, I mean, let's not act like it's Micah Parsons coming back here, or even for that matter, Rashawn Gary, who's disappeared for three games. It's... I don't know, man. I don't feel like either one is a gigantic impact. Reed probably has the most upside if he can hold on to the football because of his explosiveness and if they go back to running jet sweeps again and doing different things with them. But I don't have a ton of faith in either one of these guys.
I think context matters with Lucas Van Ness. If you were expecting him to come back as your number one pass rusher and do what Micah Parsons does, then you need to step away from the hallucinations, because that's just not reality. The reality is that he's a third pass rusher, and as third pass rushers go in this league, Lucas Van Ness is a very, very, very good third pass rusher based on what he was doing before the injury this season. That is where
Ryan,
this
is he better than Inga? But is he better than Inga Barre?
That's the whole point, Sparky. They have.
I don't think
Inga
he
Barre
is
too.
Wait a second.
When I'm talking about the depth and quality depth of this defensive line, what part of, they have Kingsley Enagbare too, subtracts from the reality that you add now Lucas Van Ness? You have that rotation there. That is why they have the depth and quality of depth of the defensive line.
Again, we'll see. I mean, if Lucas Van Ness, you know, gets a couple of sacks here in the next couple of games and does something, I'll be very, very excited. But I'm just saying, coming into this, I'm not expecting a whole bunch.
I don't know if he's going to return to the level he was at earlier this season either. He's missed a lot of weeks here. We have to see. But if he does, as a depth guy coming off the sideline to an already dominant defensive front, that's an embarrassment of riches, Sparky. In this league, you don't have that kind of depth and quality.
So was there any truth to the rumor that there was that much interest in Inga Barre at the deadline and then they didn't move him? Is it because of Van Ness?
I don't know. They don't broadcast these things, Sparky. You know that.
I'm not there.
You would have had to take something very, very substantial for them to move Kingsley and Igbari, because I think the Packers realize what they have on that defensive front, which is a lot of quality and depth. And if you're a team that has Super Bowl and bust expectations, as they did broadcast when they traded their next two first-round picks, you want all the strengths on your roster you can have. That's an absolute strength of their roster.
Talk with Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. You can see young Ryan Wood, if you're live streaming us right now, on Yek, on X, and YouTube, as we're here at the Metro Market. Stuff the bus time, baby, out here for Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. Come out, get yourself a $5 sack hunger bag. Every bag contains five meals. The goal is 50,000 meals. At last check, we were about 30,000 meals with about 3 hours to go in this bad boy. So still plenty of time for you to get out here and make this push to try to get to 50,000 meals. Ryan, when we talk about this Vikings team coming into this game, J.J. McCarthy is essentially being on a firing squad by the Vikings fan base right now. I mean, he's only played like five games, and they're done with him. They want to move on. They're mad that they didn't keep Sam Darnold. They want a different quarterback. You want to talk about a fan base overreacting. They're clearly overreacting, but part of their anger is the fact that Justin Jefferson's numbers have been essentially cut in half this year with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback. if you are Jeff Hafley going into this game, how do you approach it?
I think the best thing I saw this week out of Minnesota was, and I forget who tweeted this, but it just absolutely had me cracking up, was two-part plan to fixing J.J. McCarthy. First, release him. Second, sign him back as a reclamation project at quarterback. Like that. Yeah, that's what they let Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones out the building this offseason for J.J. McCarthy. And it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but in a lot of ways it reminds me of 2023. If you remember at the trade deadline in 2023 when the Packers traded Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills for a third-round pick and they were loaded up in the first three rounds of the draft, like at that point in that season, Jordan Love's first year replacing Aaron Rodgers, it was a very legitimate wonderment on whether or not the Packers might have to use that, the Packers to go get a quarterback. But that would have obviously been way too premature. They figured it out the back half of his season. It takes time. J.J. McCarthy might as well be a rookie. I know he had last year, but it's not like he was taking scout team reps last year. He wasn't practicing with the injury. He's a rookie quarterback. It takes time. And, yeah, it does hurt a little bit more when you had two of the best quarterbacks in the league leave your building last year. But if you're the Packers, the Vikings offense, he is in a great situation with all that talent around him. It's very possible that he figures it out during the back half of this season. And if you're the Packers, you're just hoping it's not this week. You need to make it not this week. Now, I do think that their pass rush against where J.J. McCarthy is right now in his development is a huge advantage for the Packers, especially their defense. But you just don't want him to start figuring it out this week, Sparky.
No, I hear you on that. He is Ryan Wood. Follow my next by Ryan Wood. Prediction time, Ryan Wood. What say you?
You know, if Xavier McKinney, and maybe even rightly so, said that last week in New York was a must-win game, I don't see how this is any less of a must-win game. If you look at their last seven, this is their easiest game. It's not an easy game, but it's their easiest game left on the schedule. It is a murderous final seven games. They need to win this game. I think they will. I'm not sure it'll always be pretty. The Vikings, the biggest difference between these two teams is not really the talent on the roster, it's the quarterback situation. Jordan Love's just simply much further ahead than J.J. McCarthy, and I think that that's going to ultimately be the difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. Did you make a prediction? How many points? What's the score was?
I did. I can't remember. I think I said like 23-17 or something like that.
How do you not go 27?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a roughshod type performance. I mean, the Vikings are formidable. Brian Flores and that defense, what they different looks that they can present. I think that this offense is going to have some, much like the past month, some moments that don't look great, but I think they're going to win.
There is Ryan Wood. Make sure to follow him. Tell him how handsome he looks in the picture from like 30 years ago as well. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on, buddy. I appreciate you.
Hey, take care, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.